Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Shea and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Shea moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Walker reaches second base with a double. Krivic moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Krivic scores. Walker scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into McNair who tags Bonura trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson juggles the ball. That's an error on Wilson. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Cronin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing first base. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Krivic moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox bunts towards first. Haas fields the ball and throws to Rigney covering. Safe. Kramer scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Mills reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.